morning. My guest this morning is Catherine Hastings, Sonoma County's Poet Laureate Emerita. That sounds so nice.
Yeah. Oh, it's so formal.
I bet. Good morning, Catherine.
Hi, Roland. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. This is a book launch.
It is.
And the Occidental Center for the Arts has become famous for great book launches, by the way. So this one is on Friday, November 11th, 7 p.m., and it's a launch for your new book called...
Shakespeare and Stein Walk Into a Bar.
What a wonderful title. Okay. You talk about it as being a collection of imperfect sonnets.
Right.
What do you mean by that exactly?
Well, this book really started out when I was poet laureate, and I was sending out essays to anyone who wanted them on poetic craft, and I was asking people to experiment. And so I ended up doing some experimenting of my own, and what I did is I took Shakespeare sonnets, and I plucked the last word of each line of his sonnets, and then I filled them in to create my own.
Oh.
Most of them are not perfect sonnets in form because I wanted the subject matter of each form to inform the rhythm and the meter of the poem.
What a great idea.
It was so much fun.
I'll bet it was. Do you have any further ideas in this respect, taking another poet and sort of straining the work out?
I haven't done that yet, but besides writing these sonnets, I did experiment with other forms as well. So probably the most different one that I discovered is called the Dagwood. And I believe it was invented by someone who was thinking of the sandwich that Dagwood Bumstead makes in
right.
the Blondie
uh-huh.
cartoon strips. Because you take, no matter how long the poem is, you take the first number of stanzas of the poem and then you weave them all together in this
uh-huh.
big layer. And that forms the third and last stanza of the poem.
You're revolutionizing poetry before our very eyes.
Oh, not at all, but I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Great. Your book, Shakespeare and Stein Walk Into a Bar, when is it officially out?
It is released now.
It is now,
yes,
okay.
Yes, it came out in August. So it is already out there. I had one reading at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts,
uh-huh.
and now we're moving on to the Great Occidental Center for the
great.
Arts.
It says there'll be selected readings followed by a Q&A, book sales, and signing. And admission is free, and all donations are gratefully accepted. Are you going to be doing more of these? Are you going to go on some sort of a tour?
I'm just going to be a rock star.
That's it.
I have a lot of readings scheduled this year and next year. I believe the one at the Occidental Center for the Arts is the last one in Sonoma County. So I'll be reading in New York, San Diego, Oregon, you know,
wow.
pretty much all over the place. But everyone needs to come to Occidental.
Of course.
That's the belly button of creativity, right?
It really is, particularly of written creativity. I think it has a lot to do with Steve and Andrea and the way they have put that center together over the years.
It's a great place.
What would you like to see happen with your book? What would you like? How do you see it opening out into the world?
Oh, I just want to get rich, right?
Well, of course,
no,
writing
really.
Poetry, what better way is there to get rich?
For me, personally, half of my joy comes from writing poems, and half of my joy comes from reading them out loud, just being out in the world with them. I don't think any poet in their right mind expects to, you know, make a big, you know, stamp on anything these
That's
days.
Right.
There are so many of us out there. All I want is to keep writing and to keep having venues like the Occidental Center for the Arts to be able to go to and release these poems into the air.
Great. Catherine, thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks so much,
and congratulations on your new book.
Thank you.
Which is called Shakespeare and Stein Walk Into a Bar. The book launch at the Occidental Center for the Arts is Friday, November 11th, 7 p.m. For information, call 874-9392. Online, it is occidentalcenterforthearts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.